What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 8. We got Landon and Riker on the pod today. We're hyped for this one. Make some noise! What's up, guys? It's been a minute since we've been on the pod. You know, we got Riker, yeah. Landon.
Oh, yes, sir. Good to be back. I think it was on episode 4, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Episode 2 and...
plenty more.
A bunch of others. And today we actually have a huge sponsor, which I am going to get into later. But first, we are going to unravel some NHL playoffs with the Florida Panthers winning, boys.
Yes, home sir. You know, home the cup.
Oh, yeah.
That was just their first one ever. Just super hype for them. You know, watch that final game. I know last time I had on a Florida Panthers shirt, but now we're rocking the Kraken today. So, you know, with that playoffs, I mean, who did you guys think performed well?
I'll start. Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah, he was a slinger.
Straight dog. I'm not going to lie.
He was on the Panthers, and we have to take advantage of what happened on the Oilers because I know you know, and a couple of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, those guys are insane. We're not going to just linger on that topic, but congrats to them. And I do want to mention one thing about the Stanley Cup playoffs is that Stanley Cup trophy has a big story to it. Did you guys know
that? How's it go?
It's probably one of the coolest trophies in sports, entertainment, anything like that, because it originated from Lord Stanley, and Lord Stanley was a guy from England who made the bowl, the original bowl. Yeah. You guys see the bowl on the top?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So basically, the bowl is made in Canada, Ottawa, way back then, maybe like 1893 or something, I want to say. And with that, they have every single name of somebody who's won the cup on there. Yeah. But if they were to add every single year up, the thing would be as tall as the ceiling. Yeah. So what they do every year is eliminate each band once it fills up and they need to replace a band, because I forget, each team has a certain amount of space where they do a certain amount of font so they fit everybody's name on there.
Yeah.
But once... Really? Yeah, it's crazy. Once that team, and once they need a new ring, because there's only 5 on the bottom now. They keep like the top 3 because they're a nice spacing. But once that 5 is over, they're gonna put in the Hockey Hall of Fame. You could go there, and you could see every single person who won the Stanley Cup. I mean, name me another trophy like that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's pretty cool. It's like a tradition.
They don't do that with like the Super Bowl or anything. Every year they make a new one.
Lombardi. Yep. Even you take it, the Larry O'Brien trophy for the NBA, they don't do that. World Cup is new every time, you know. Everything is new every time except for golf, too. Golf is not made every single time.
No, but that's like a personal kind of trophy.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? So,
but for the Stanley, too, I mean, that thing has been around forever. There's only one in the world. They have a couple replicas, but they only use one. So whenever they damage it, it costs so much money.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
So much money, because I remember I went to the Stanley Cup game for the Tampa Bay Lightning right there. That was the game where they won. They actually dropped the cup on the floor. They had a huge dent in it, and it cost them thousands, if not hundreds, thousands of dollars to replace it. And, I mean, there's this famous guy. You know that guy with the white hair?
Which guy? There's plenty
of
guys.
He always brings out the Stanley Cup. So this year...
It's like the commissioner, I think.
The commissioner. Yeah. I forget his name. He's always there. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, man. That was a whole part of the Stanley Cup, so we're very hyped for them. And with more sporting events, we had a huge Paris Olympics.
Yeah. I mean, did you guys hear about the river and how like unsanitary it was for the swimming?
Yeah,
I did.
I heard it was disgusting. Yeah. Just so gross.
They spent like over a couple, like, not like hundreds of millions of dollars trying to fix it in a couple days.
Really?
And like they like couldn't do it.
Wait, what river are we talking about? Like,
it's
the,
like,
Nile?
No,
Euphrates?
Nile. No, it's
Wait,
like the
Seine. Is it Seine?
The Swine or something.
I think it's the Seine.
Yeah,
something like that. I don't even know.
Yeah,
something
but
like that.
Besides the name, like they spent millions of dollars, they couldn't fix it. Olympic swimmers were pretty mad because like it's kind of like what you train for, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You go to work every single day.
Wait. They train in rivers? What?
No, like they train to like swim in the river to get that
gold. Oh, I see. Okay.
Get that gold medal. And
as like a little tradition.
Exactly.
Got it.
You know what
okay.
I mean? But you know, super bummed about that. Just for like the athletes themselves.
Yeah.
So I know they, you know, put in countless hours and time to their craft.
I mean, if you think about it, I think about like the top three sports trophies that I ever wanted.
Oh yeah.
I'm just gonna go first. First one's gotta be Augusta with the Masters, and then second one has gotta be the Stanley Cup. Third one has got to be the gold medal. What are your guys's quick?
For me, I'll go Super Bowl.
Okay.
Love football. Then I'll probably go Augusta.
Okay.
And then I'll probably go gold medal for the
gold
Olympics.
Medal. I kind of forgot about World Cup. So, Riker, I want to hear yours.
For me, it would be number one, national championship, college football national championship.
Oh, yeah. That
one's now, like Michigan has ever won one.
Yeah. remember the Rose Bowl? January 1st, 2024. Okay. Do you remember that, buddy?
That's why Saban's gone, buddy. But anyways, I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, okay.
Keep going with their list.
National championship, Super Bowl. And can we count Heisman? Heisman Trophy?
That's pretty cool. I mean, if you think, who is the Heisman this year?
Marvin not Harrison McCarthy. Jr.
Marvin, who's right? Marvin Harrison.
We don't even know. I thought it was Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah, it was Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels. That guy's on Washington, been a slinger. And just so you guys know, everybody who's been doubting Caleb Williamson, he's looking on fire this year, right?
He is. I mean, I've just been watching preseason games, and he's just on fire. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, people had some doubts coming out of the draft, and him not, like, being able to produce like he did at USC, and, like, the amount of talent that he had. But, you know, he's got the Washington wide receiver that came with him that got drafted.
Yes, I did.
Romo.
Stud too. He's got a lot of weapons.
What are we thinking for the record for the year?
I honestly still doubt Caleb Williams. I think he's gonna be a bust.
What's your record, boy? I got 9-3 it's more losses. 9-3 There's 17 weeks. It's 9-8 or something. I'm thinking they get 9 wins.
I think they have a winning season.
Over 500.
No, I say like 6-7. 7 and however many losses.
Yeah,
I don't want to do the math. Cuz
let me see that Pats helmet over there.
Oh yeah.
Because for sure. I know. This is a cool helmet. I'm just gonna leave it. Where's a good spot? We'll leave it like right here. But here's the Pats helmet. They just drafted Drake May.
Yeah,
is he a stud?
From what I've like seen and read about, I don't know. It's kind of going both ways. But yeah. I did hear the Tennessee quarterback that did tear his ACL in the I forgot which game it was. He's looking good. He also got drafted in the 7th round. To the Patriots.
Okay.
They're battling for a spot.
Okay.
Because, you know, they need a rookie quarterback.
Bill's
regardless.
Gone. Just to...
Yeah.
Bill's gone. Bill Belichick's gone. Cut. Yeah. I want to move gears to my Seahawks over here because they're going to
Pete Carroll is out,
Pete Carroll's
man.
Gone.
USC. Did you see that?
I did see that. He's going to be helping. Or teaching now.
Yeah, teaching.
Wow. Like, he's going to be a professor.
Like, a little
like cooking up
guy.
Some chemistry and stuff. Okay.
Like Walter White. Kind of.
Yes.
Walter White, bro. I always see his face, but I don't understand who that guy is. Is he from like a movie? Like, who is he?
Oh, Walter White?
Yeah, Walter White.
He's from Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the show? No. Like,
no.
Personally, it's one of my favorites.
Is your uncle on that show too?
No, I wish. But really, it's really cool. It's like about this guy who is a chemistry teacher.
Really?
And he gets diagnosed with terminal cancer. So, he wants to provide for his family before he dies.
Okay.
So, what he does is he starts cooking up meth, and he gets this, like, specific formula that works.
Kids don't do this at home.
Yeah, don't. Not at home. Yeah. Not at home.
No, and it's fine. We're good.
He gets this formula that's better than, like, any other drug on the market.
Okay.
And it's just, like, people really want it. So, he ends up becoming, like, a big drug lord in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And then no spoilers, I'm not going to say anything, but it gets wicked.
It gets good. Okay. It gets good. We might have to watch it, boys. Yeah. Might have to watch it after this, maybe. But yeah, with you saying that, is that a better for you product or that he made?
It gets a better high, I guess.
Okay, so speaking of better for
don't
you.
Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
No, we're not promoting it.
No.
Not promoting anything, boys.
Stick to sports, guys.
And girls. Yeah. But what I was saying about better for you products is Prime, Jake Paul, Logan Paul. Yep. I know everybody must hate them. I love both of them. I've never met them, but I just met King Batch. We have a big story. me and Riker could explain it. So basically you could explain the football part. We had a football game.
Yeah, we were just at a I was playing the football game. He came to watch me.
And literally 2 days prior from this football game, I'm on, like, scrolling through, like, I forget it, Instagram Reels, and it was, like, off the hook comedy. King Batch is coming to Florida right by my house to this comedy club. I'm like, oh, no way. I looked at tickets. I was like, forget about it. So after the football game, you know, we're always getting, like, some weird food. We go to Waffle House this time.
Yeah, literally, all the buddies. We just like, you know what? Let's just go to Waffle House. Like, half the team was there. But
probably, like, a mile and a half away from my house.
Yeah.
Guess who pulls up? We're just all sitting there, crowding the place. Like, there's no room at all. This guy, King Botch, walks in, bro. We're like, what the heck?
Yeah, it's
is
like
going
midnight,
on?
Too. It's like,
bro,
midnight.
I'll put on a picture. You guys could see it right here somewhere. It's going to be... It was cool. And he actually had two nights at his comedy club, so it was very, very cool to see him. Because he was a big Vine guy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
you guys
I watched
watch
all
his
Vines.
Yeah.
Like, when I was little, they used to be all over, like, Instagram videos and, like, YouTube. Like, when it was a thing in, like, back in, like, 2020 quarantine.
Yeah.
And, like, he was big, so.
I was more of watching his movies. I don't know if you guys seen Babysitter through, like, Netflix. I used to watch that movie a lot. It was kind of funny, you know, just seeing him in person and be like, yo, you filmed the Babysitter. And he's like, yeah. I remember that. So what I was going to say is big election coming on, and I was kind of transitioning to Jake Paul and Logan Paul with, like, Prime and everything because they're, like, big Trumpers now because I know, like, Logan was kind of, like, a Dem back in the day. We don't care what you are. For me, I just care about common sense and this football, if you guys could see it. But, I mean, it's a big election, guys. I want to hear your guys' thoughts real quick on the election.
I mean, I'm not going to get, like, too big into politics.
Yeah.
But I just feel like whoever, you know, gets elected runs the country right and makes great choices for all of us. So
I just feel if we get that right person in there, it should be great. Everybody kind of knows who that right person is. You know who that right person is. But with that DNC going on too, I see all these just like people that are still somehow in the government somehow, like Obama and Michelle Obama, who has no job with the government.
Yeah.
Doesn't she? Or am I wrong?
I don't know. This is you. I don't know much about it.
Okay, so, yeah, I just feel like it's kind of weird just seeing the DNC and everything, but I'm hyped, so hyped to see Trump and Kamala go at it at the next, what is it called? The debate. Oh, my gosh, the debate.
Oh, are they debating again?
They are debating.
Oh, yeah.
Not again. This is the first time. He debated Biden
last time.
No,
that's what
time.
I meant. Like, he debated Biden.
Yep.
I didn't know that they were debating again.
But, like, what I was going to say is, like, Logan Paul, like, having these interviews and, like, his podcast, I love watching it. And I feel like Trump is very smart about the decision he's making to do with, like, going on X and going live with Elon Musk on X and just expanding with, like, all these different creators, like Logan Paul, Jake Paul, doing little TikTok clips, going with, you guys know who Theo Von is?
Yeah.
Theo Von, he did a podcast with that. That was a great episode, like, Full Send Podcast.
Yeah, no, I think,
the Nunk Boys.
I think, like, publicity nowadays in, like,
it's
politics
huge.
Is very important and very huge. And, like, even for Kamala, she brought out, like, Cardi B or something, and Trump, you know, brought up...
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion.
Logan,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, that too, and it's just like...
And I think it's very big.
You gotta fight for us. Like,
yeah.
The younger generation, we're outnumbering a lot more of the older generation, so if Trump's targeting us, and I get we're still younger, but, like, once he's targeting those 18 to 24-year-olds, it's gonna look great for him in the election, but we're still... gonna lose that electoral and college and all that stuff, but we're gonna hope to win the pop. I forget how it goes. However it goes, we're hoping for a great outcome. But with, like, Logan Paul and everything, do you guys see that new Prime X thing? Because I fell into a little trap of the Prime
that's
X.
True.
I haven't.
Do you have your
Tell
hat
me about it.
Your little Prime X hat? This guy bought so much Prime that he got a hat from it.
Did he really?
Of course
he did.
I fell victim to it. Like, he fell victim to Kanye's fake shoes. I thought it tasted pretty good, so I went to Target one day, and you make an account through PrimeX.com or wherever it is. You enter in, you have to open it up. There's a cap in it, but there's a code inside the cap, so you need to open it up, purchase the item, and you get a certain amount of points for unlocking a 12-piece puzzle map.
So
he did it to where, as if you find all 12 pieces, not all 12 bottles, because the same bottles could be the same pieces, you could find the $1 million in one. One guy found it. I don't know who he was a couple months ago. Or actually, this month he found it.
Uh-huh.
But you could rack up your points, get, like, AirPods. I bought the hat. It's so sick. Isn't it sick?
Yeah, it's cool. I'll admit it's cool.
It's so raw.
Not
so
cooler raw than the TDV hats, though. Yes. Get yourself
look at this,
and the TDVmerch.com.
Yeah, Landon, show them, because there's only one of them in the world right now.
Look at this, guys.
I mean, with the nice
bucket hat action. You wear this golfing.
Embroidered.
Fishing.
You
get yourself, guys, one.
We're gonna get them on the website soon.
Yeah, tell us what you think about it in the comments.
Exactly.
We'll put it up on TDVmerch.com. Yeah.
And with these, I don't know if you guys could see them well. They're on the website, too. They actually have little teardrop holes. So you could wear this in the ocean, the pool, the shower, the bathtub.
Sick.
You could scrub it in your bathtub.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I like it.
Because it's 100% polyester.
Yeah, you heard nice. It. You super heard it from nice. Him, guys.
100% polyester. You could leave it in the sun. You could leave it in the snow. You could leave it anywhere. You can run it over with a car, and it'll come out the same
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
The orange rope, it looks insane. They dry perfectly. Like, sometimes, like, you know, hats get dirty. I wash it right away. Put it right on my head and it dries within seconds. And it's a leather patch too. So that thing's cool. Just cool to have the leather.
Yes,
just
sir.
Go to TDVmerch.com.
Yes, sir. Hey, link in the description.
Link in the description.
You know, get yourself one
we move
before
past
it's too late.
These weird hats. So that's good. And Riker, I do want to talk about your hoodie right there. If you could give us a little.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
no.
Can we see who's on the back?
Yeah, we got to
flip
this
see
around.
It. Let's see it. All right. So that's number 38, Tommy Cusick.
Coming to frame more. Come this way a little more. Perfect,
Boston College commit is currently there. Riker, well, when you get your headset back on, talk about just like your brother and like his story throughout. I know you two played on the same high school team and like just growing up and playing high school football with them. What was it like and like what did you enjoy most?
Yeah, so Tommy Cusick is my older brother. He was a senior last year, and he got the awesome opportunity to go play at Boston College, play football. He's a DB, and sounds like he's killing it up there. I mean, we've been talking. We've been on NCAA.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we communicate. We don't even call each other.
Which
we just,
NCAA?
Like, get on the game.
NCAA 25.
NCAA, boys! NCAA! All
right, let's get into it.
Oh,
I know we've been playing each other. So.
Oh, not to switch gears, but
yeah.
I was like a little like thrown off track.
Yeah.
But NCAA, man.
Man, no. Huge step.
Great game.
Huge step.
Great game, boys.
Like,
I mean.
Yeah,
I don't have Xbox Live yet,
so I
can't play with you guys, or else I'd smoke you.
No, you would. Yeah, that's
you.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. If you're anything like your dad, you would get whooped.
They had a big match with my dad. Both of them did. They both played him.
Yeah,
my dad beat him both.
He's terrible.
No, we definitely beat him.
He's terrible.
Definitely beat him
he's
after
awful.
Like 8 games.
He always wins on the last one, though.
No, he's terrible.
He beat Landon on the last one.
Yeah, after 16 games.
What were you... Kennesaw State and he was Georgia.
No, like, he was a straight like Colorado State and I was like some I think like Charlotte or something.
But
wow.
What you were saying about like your brother, like him trying to get on the game and everything, can you talk us a little through that?
Well, since he is a preferred walk-on, it's not just a walk-on like he went up to the school and like they don't even want him there.
Yeah.
They want him there, but he's a preferred walk-on. And he will not be in the game this year. Sorry to disappoint. Maybe next year. We're hoping next year he'll get some scholarship. He'll get some NIL, and we'll get him on there. Also, visit the shop.
Exactly.
It's athleticthreads.com. Make sure to get yourself some Tommy Cusick merch.
Funds go to him too.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it helps
him.
Out the fam a lot.
Exactly.
They'd appreciate that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boys, I don't want to throw you off track, but
What's
we
up?
Have a huge sponsorship. I'm super, super proud to partner, officially partner, with Dead Bird Products. That's BYRD products.
Yes,
They're
sir.
They're a clothing brand, guys.
Okay.
This is a little bit of their description.
Okay.
Dead Bird is a veteran-owned, trade-marketed brand specializing in eco-friendly outdoor adventure apparel. Our mission is to provide for high-quality, sustainable clothing for nature lovers, and adventure seekers. We are seeking to partner with Anthony and the TDV community, guys.
Yes, sir.
They
yes,
want to be
sir.
A- so, I mean, I'm super proud to partner with them. Great company.
Oh, yeah.
Their website is going to be in the description. They have a eco-friendly, so all their stuff is made from, I think, pre-existing recycled things, just
okay.
like this jersey right
yeah.
here. You know, how bad is it just to take out a couple pounds of garbage and make a
exactly.
beautiful shirt?
Yeah.
Isn't that
no.
crazy?
Really resourceful.
But they wanted me to give them a little shout-out, and they also want me to give them a giveaway. So,
oh, yeah.
guys, big giveaway. You just have to type in the comments, Bird Clothing, so BYRD clothing, or just say bird, type it in the comments, guys. It's going to be a cool, cool, cool collaboration. We'll have this running for probably like 7 days, and I'll DM you back and forth, and we'll get the address and everything like that, and they'll send you some of their eco-friendly cool products. And yeah, that's about it for them. I know you guys don't know much about them, but they're veteranly owned, so that means a guy who served in the military that's owned great, them, man. So very cool. Thank you for your guys' partnership. I hope to have more in the future. We are going to have more in the future.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, man. That's kind of cool. But off the sponsorship, we're going to go to LED lights. LED. Yeah. You guys know I'm LED. This is LED. Of course. These are LED. Yeah, everything's LED. We got a bunch of LED lights in our faces right now. It's to make the pod look good. But you guys know those little like chain LEDs that everybody puts in those
room. Oh, yeah. They light up. I know what you mean.
So you, do you know the primary colors are like red, green, blue.
Something just red, green, blue.
Red, green, blue. That's it. Right, that's okay. It. So it was easy for them to figure out the red color. It was easier for them to find out the green color. But the blue, all these three primary colors mix into any color that you could possibly think of. That's why they're called the primary colors. So this guy, I forget his name, he was from Japan. He was trying to manufacture the LED blue so they could finally make LED lights glow like this color. There's some blue in there if I were to take off the rubberness.
Yeah.
There's blue in every single LED that makes things color.
Yeah.
So with that, the guy went out there with all these famous companies trying to create this blue LED to create all these cool colors. He ended up figuring it out. I don't know how he figured it out. He figured it out, and that's why today we have blue. And actually, the company that took him is one of the most famous LED blue or LED lights. So any LED that you have in your room right now, like around like the perimeters of it, I don't know how people do it. I have them on a golf cart. They look sick. But yeah, bro, they're sick. And the guy who actually created it went to the biggest business, and He took a huge portion of the company, and it was cool, man. He made millions, and actually now just sued him because they took his plan or whatever on the LED. Sorry, guys. People are, like, dinging the phone like crazy. But with that, what do you guys think about that LED? Because I know that's a huge
Well, I didn't really know that they had, like, such a hard time getting the blue. Like, that's major. New information to me. New.
Major, major time. You guys got to search it up on your phone right now. I know we're at 21 minutes right now. I know it's a long podcast, so we're just going to try and speed up a little quicker. For the next thing to talk about is going to be the Apple iOS 18 update, which is only compatible with the iPhone 15. So,
how do you feel about it? I know you got the little iPhone 15.
I do have the iPhone 15.
So tell us about it.
With a cool orange case. One thing I do want to say before that, see this little thing right here?
MagSafe charger, baby.
MagSafe charger. They discontinued it because it used a lightning charger to charge it. So now I just put it on the back of my phone. I got a USB-C and a lightning.
Are they making a new one?
They are going to make a new one.
With the USB-C, though.
They're making a new one with the USB-C.
I got it.
So back to the iOS 18, we're going to have Siri as ChatGPT. Not Siri where you ask her a question, she comes up with these weird... You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You'll
be like, how old is the Earth? Yeah. They're like, I'm just giving a random example. And she'll be like, I don't know. I can't answer that. Like, I'm so tired of that. But it's going to be a new AI, and I think Elon's a part of it. It's not ChatGPT. It is going to be like ChatGPT, but it's not like an official partner with them. It's like their specific AI. You could ask her to do anything. It will do it for you.
Is it like a partnership with Apple? Like, are they partnering?
No, no partnership. It's what Apple made, but I think they kind of took some like coding from ChatGPT, and with that, they're adding a bunch more cool things. So you know when you're like in the car and you're just getting sick looking at it down at your phone?
Yeah,
of course.
So the main causer of motion sickness is because you're looking at something that is still and you're moving in directions that you can't comprehend because you're not looking at them. So with that, they're going to be putting these little white dots on your phone. If you want them on, there's going to be a setting, and it'll show you which direction, because you know how like when you're on maps, it'll show you like what direction you are and everything. So these dots are going to be moving with the car's movement, and it'll make you not as sick because you know which direction you're going. And it's kind of like a brain thing. Like some chemist scientist found this out.
Actually really smart. Because I'll be watching a movie in the car, like on long road trips, and my head will just start hurting. Yeah. I'm like, I got to turn this off.
Yeah,
but like,
for sure.
No, that's really clever. That's like intuitive.
It's going to be cool, and it's going to keep us from vomiting in the car, because I always feel even like when I'm just like riding my bike, I know it sounds stupid, but like just riding my bike and like, even like, I know I shouldn't be on my phone, but like, you know, just dumb things like that can make you feel sick. But yeah, it's going to be a cool new way. And yeah, I know we've talked about Kanye almost every episode, but we're going to have to dip in because Vultures 2 just dropped.
I love Kanye. Like, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Like, I love some songs, right? But like, what's the hype? You got to tell me what's the hype about it.
The new Vultures 2?
Yeah.
Okay, so the
I haven't, like, listened to it fully. Like, I know some songs.
Yeah, so his dentist had him on nitrous oxide that basically makes you high and everything. Yeah. He was spending almost $50,000 a day because he was just breathing this stuff in, like, air, bro. And Riker probably knows a little more about it, too.
Yeah, no, so Kanye is on this, like, thing, this, like, addictive nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
And it's, like, what happens is it gets you high, and he's, like, not as talented as he normally is. He doesn't think how he normally does. That's why his, like, music's been different. That's why he's been acting different.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's, like, it's all weird.
Really?
But, yeah, the Save Ye. That's what they say.
So, Save Ye, we've seen a bunch of TikToks, a bunch of unreleased music about trying to get him back. And, actually, today we just got some surprising news. It was, like, a text message that Ye's coming back. He's coming back to God. He's not, like, mocking anymore, like, Satan. Mm-hmm. He's
That's
not
good.
With the satanic things. He's more godly, which is great.
Really good.
But Vultures 2, what do you think about it, Riker? Better than Vultures 1?
Honestly, I'm a day one Vultures 2 defender. I really like it. I really like it too. I don't know. I think it's
better
than
Vultures 1. Can we play a song really quick? All right, yeah. I'm going to play
my favorite song.
Play
me a little song, okay, and then we'll see. We'll
Riker,
see if, like,
what's
if
your
if
favorite
good.
Song, though?
Because my favorite's River.
River? Okay, mine's 5:30. We're going to do like a little 15 seconds of each of them. All right, here's mine really quick.
Baby, oh, baby, I think your way home.
I like that. I like that.
5:30 to call missing.
Actually, we'll try to do a little review for Vultures 3 if it ever comes out.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about doing it for Vultures 1, Vultures 2, but we never got it worked out. We promise we'll get one Vultures 3 for sure. So,
sorry to switch the subject.
Talking
about unreleased stuff and new stuff. Cruise ships. A little Icon of the Seas. Disney came out with 4 new cruise ships.
Really?
It might be a little weird, like a little change, but I love cruise ships.
I love traveling. Too.
So
we were talking about them a little bit about them when you were last on the pod.
Yeah.
And what I was saying about them, like, they don't always last long. Like, they can't be ran for millions of years. So when they're making them, they're putting a lot of steel and everything. So to destroy these ships, because there's like people that destroy them, it's very, very hard to do that. They need to ship them to like Norway. They cut them in pieces.
Well, not even
fry them.
Not even that. Just like, like, if you really see, like, the evolution of, like, the new stuff they're making and, like, how much, like, bigger the cruise ships are getting and, like, how much stuff is just on the cruise ship. Like, I remember, like, it was, like, Icon of the Seas last time I went to Spain on it. And it was, like, it was really fun. Like, they had, like, the flow riders and, like, it had, like, the slide and stuff like that. But now they came out with Icon.
It's insane.
And, like, it's got it's got a sky zone in it.
It is everything. Like, and you look at that specific ship. Is it going to be running for the next 200 years when we're gone?
You know?
It'll be in somewhere, and that's how those cruise ships.
Yeah.
Like, you take, for instance, the Titanic, because I'm a big Titanic guy. Like, I look at that ship, and the reason we have not got it out is because I've seen, like, crazy theories. You get it out, you fill it with ping pong balls, it'll float up to the top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I have seen that video,
So, but you can't use the ping pongs because they'll just explode because of how much pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so pressurized, and that's how that submersible, which a bunch of documentaries are going to come out about that submersible.
Have you heard about the new submarine going down to the Titanic?
No, I
heard about that.
Tell me about it.
I don't know what it's like called or like who's going on it. I think it's some English explorer, but I know the last one collapsed, and like I don't know if
the Ocean Gate last year, tragic story. They went down, see the Titanic.
See, that's just so
never
horrible. Sorry guys, we took a quick little break, but we're gonna dive into with plastic water bottles and like BPAs and stuff like that, because that was Logan Paul's like major. Have you guys seen like his videos when he's like coming back?
I have no idea what BPA is, so you better start explaining it.
All right, so BPA, I don't know what the B and the P and the A stand for, but it stands for something, and it's how much plastic's in the bottle. So like,
so
it's like whenever like water,
PHA or pH, the pH stuff.
No, pH
no,
is
different.
That's how clean the water is. Chlorine is how much chlorine it has in it. But with BPA, it's like when you get the plastic water bottles, just normal casual plastic water bottles, and it heats up under the sun when it's on like the forklift or like in a room that's not temperature controlled, that BPA begins to leach into the water.
That's nasty.
It's plastic, and it gets into your bloodstream and everything, and it's not good for you.
Is that like cancer prone or no?
It's cancer causing. So you got to look at that as like, in the long run, if you just keep drinking bottled water, it's the same thing as sunscreen. If you keep going into the sun without using sunscreen, same thing is going to happen. You're going to get some weird cancer because plastic's not supposed to be in your body, you know?
Yeah.
Hold on the top of water. Let's go down the row. And, like, very important. This is very important.
I'm ready.
What is the best water company out there?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
You want me just to go first?
You can start us off.
Fiji.
Dang it, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, what were you going to say?
I honestly like the Life Water. I like
okay.
that.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Hey, but what's second? Because do you guys all agree that number one's Fiji?
Smart Water is good.
Smart water
is too, I think.
It's a little, like, dry, though. They kind of took away all
water's
the minerals.
Yeah, water's dry, right?
No, like I'm saying, like, the taste is, like, dry.
Yeah, the water's dry.
It's a little dry.
Where you never seen, like, a joke? Like, they open up the can of the canned water, and, like, there's nothing in there.
Yeah.
It's, like, dry.
I've never actually had canned water.
You never had again.
I kind of want some. All right, we're back, and I just tried canned water for the first time.
What do you think, boys?
It was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Tasted straight out of a waterfall.
Really?
So it was pretty good. Yep.
You ever, like, licked a waterfall and you're like, yeah, it tastes like that?
You know, I haven't licked a waterfall, but I've drank, like, water accidentally out of a waterfall.
Okay.
In Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
But,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Guys, we're just going to conclude the episode a little bit. First thing, go check out Dead Bird Clothing. Link is going to be in the description.
Support the veterans, guys. They do a lot for
them.
Us. So.
And the eco-friendly. So, exactly. I mean, we're supporting all of it, the whole earth.
Yeah. Get yourself a little bucket hat.
Yeah, of course.
In the description
right here.
TDVmerch.com,
obviously.
So these aren't actually on the website.
Big Al. Look at Big Al.
Oh, my gosh.
Big Al. Right here.
20,
guys, these aren't actually on the website.
27, 20.
These aren't actually on the website yet.
Rose Bowl, January 1st.
There's only one in the world, Riker. There's only one in the world.
Right now, though.
Right now.
Yeah, no. In the comments. In the comments. Tell us how much you like it.
Let us know if you guys want more production of it.
Yeah. And one thing, too. My mic's going to be down for a little second. Is these cool...
I got you. Let me help you out.
You
want
to hold this?
I got you. Yeah.
All right, perfect. So these are the new logo clothing. They're kind of cool. We made some crew necks, too. Another shipment coming in, so
yes, sir.
I appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah, man, just support the brand and everything,
and
support these guys over here because we're loving doing this. And one thing I do want to say is I never try and stress out to do an episode like every week, every this. Yeah. I came falling so behind from doing an episode, so that's why I got all the boys from a previous episode. But we have some bingers coming up for episode 9, episode 10. Oh, we have some cool golfers.
Stay tuned.
Yep. For some cool football guys, too.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you guys, obviously, you guys are always welcome back on. I mean,
I appreciate
always.
It. Thanks for not kicking us off.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For sure. But anything else you guys want to say?
No, but thank you for all the sponsors. And, you know,
Riker, what about you?
Yeah, no, just help all the companies out. It's always great to be here. I love filming, love doing it for you guys.
It's honestly so fun, and it's propelling something, you know? It's got to be maybe with college, maybe using it for something else, but I hope you guys like and subscribe and follow every single thing. And I started a new interview channel. That's what I was working on. So,
oh, that's right.
Yep. So we're filming some crazy stuff on there, some trivia. I hope to do more stuff with that, but it's great to be back on the podcast. I mean, it really is. But I want to thank you guys for coming out. Landon, Riker,
we
need to get a little clap up for another
sir.
Episode.
Let's go.
We'll be back soon. Thank you.